host of the segment could not make it today, so her fill-in, who's another frequent member of the Courtney and Company Morning Show, our resident millennial from Millennial Mondays, it's Alex Rich, everyone. Let's give him a warm welcome.
We checking in.
We out here, we live, and we checking all the way in today.
All right, so Alex, we wrote the questions this week because we thought we would do Alex Rich type questions.
It's the feathery edition.
It is the feathery edition of Who on the Show. So Alex has taken these questions. He's given them to 10 coworkers, and they pick who on the show is most likely to be this person. Let's hit us with our first one.
I liked some of these answers. Some of them were questionable.
Okay.
But we'll jump right in. So the first one was who on the show is most likely to fly on a private jet.
Something we assume you've done often? Yep.
Couple times.
More than a couple times.
So who do you guys think?
I'm going to say they're going to pick Tim.
I would think Tim.
But
Tim, Courtney second place maybe.
Yeah. Because I have connections.
You got connections.
To private jets.
Courtney, no votes.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't really know what I'm about. Yeah.
Courtney, no votes. Jen got one. Lance got two. Nice. Tim ran away with this because he's a rock star with 7 votes.
Wow. Did you ever fly on a private jet when you were in your band in their heyday?
Yes.
Okay.
So now I need to get...
Just a couple times. It wasn't like our jet. It was like we played some corporate event and they sent the
It still counts.
It counts.
I need to get with the people I know with the private jet and say, let's play on this because here's the deal. People don't think I'm capable of it. I'm capable.
Yeah. Sign me up.
No doubt.
You're not invited.
No, let's go somewhere cool.
No, you've already been, Tim. Sorry.
Do the show from the jet.
Next one is who on the show was most likely to be the school mascot?
Were you a school mascot?
I dressed up a couple times. They had fill in as the school mascot, so I was the Parkway North Viking.
I can't even imagine that.
I actually dressed up as the Slew Billiken one time.
Really?
I swear. Yeah, they needed a fill-in.
Because you fit the outfit?
Yeah, they were like, we need some guy that's up under 5'5". We need him to step up.
For a basketball game or what?
Show some energy here. It's actually for a charity event.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Which is great.
I'm going to pick Kevin on this.
Yeah, I think so. I did it in high school. I was the Amherst Tiger once. That's all I needed.
Tim, were you ever the mascot?
I might have done like a half of football, but we had, it was barely a mascot.
He only made it to halftime.
Yeah. What was the mascot?
Rebel Man. It was a Captain America mascot. It was weird.
I was busy getting ready for my POM performance, so I couldn't have been.
Yep.
Courtney was getting ready for POM performance and drinking a Mick Ultra.
Not at that time. Mick Ultra wasn't around.
So, Kevin... 7 votes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Runs away with it.
Sadly,
Jen,
no.
Yeah. Kevin, what was your what were you?
We had we were the Market Explorers, and we had Captain Marquette, which was
what
just,
was it?
It was just a kid in a cape that was had a big M on it because we were a private school and. Didn't afford a cool mascot.
You didn't afford one?
No, we didn't.
I would think a private school would.
No.
So,
no.
You'd have more money for it.
Not the public dollars,
no.
Jen.
No.
So Jen got 2 votes. Courtney got 1 vote.
Okay.
Because we have school spirit, that's why.
I like this
next one. Yes, you do. How about you?
I like this next one, but I think the votes are off a little bit. No offense to the people that got the votes
here. All right.
Who on the show is most likely to break it down on the dance floor?
Mm.
I think Tim's going to win this, I would throw it down.
Yeah, you have a background.
So the surprising thing to me here is Courtney got no votes.
You people don't know me.
Wow.
You people do not know me.
I'm telling you.
When we're on that private jet, we should have a dance-off.
Oh, I will,
no
I will serve you.
Okay.
So Kevin, again, runs away with it. He gets 4 votes.
Huh. What?
Tim, I wouldn't call that running away with it.
Well, takes the win.
I wouldn't call it breaking it down.
All right, what else?
Tim gets 3.
Maybe they thought break a leg.
Jen gets 3. Now, okay. I'm a fan of the jump rope double dutch dance move myself. I bust out into the jump rope. People circle
like
up.
You
get the invisible
rope.
Jump rope. One friend holds one end. The other friend holds the other end. You jump in, do a little double dutch.
That's great.
I can see Jen doing the Elaine Benes thumbs with the kicks.
That's
no great. Offense, but you know.
No, that's all offense, actually.
Who on the show has most likely spent the most time on a party bus?
Oh, I'm gonna win this one.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Well, no brainer. Courtney, 7 votes. Tim, 3 votes.
Wow.
Tim spent time on that tour bus.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's considered a party bus.
No, it's different. It's a different thing.
Sure.
It all was the no business. Party bus.
Much more chill of a vibe, sure.
If you're familiar with my band or not. Not a lot of partying going on.
All right, and finally.
Last question. Who on the show took the longest to warm up? To myself, Alex Rich.
Oh.
It's me.
It took me a while.
It took me a while.
Not as long as it took me to warm up to Zach over at KFDK, but...
You guys were unsure at first.
Oh,
sure.
I just didn't know about you.
What was there to not know? Was
I don't
that
know.
Mysterious?
No, I don't know what it
Mystery's
was.
Mystery's not the word I would use.
The opposite of mystery, actually.
So, Jen.
And it's not coming around so much as it is just giving up. Like, all right, well, I guess I just got to deal with this.
I'm that parasite that you just can't get rid of.
I mean,
it's like a viral infection.
You want to surrender to it.
I think that I was 110% on board. When you karaoke'd at the holiday Christmas party
the
last
Michael
year.
Jackson had you. Yeah. You
like,
know,
if I was at 99%, it put me over the top.
Yeah, I'm very fond of you now.
In terms of when I came around, I'd say, ask me in 6 months.
Wow.
Tim needed 6 full months? My goodness.
I might have needed a little longer than that.
So I was surprised by this, because I agree. I thought Jen and I just... Jen's a nice, just no offense
she
to anybody else, but she's so nice, you know?
Is
I think she was so nice to me when I first
Jen
came in. She was so welcoming.
Oh, so you say she was, you guys
so
had.
People
so
said
this
me.
Surprised me. So they said Jen, with 4 votes, took the longest to warm up to me.
Oh.
I think the answer is Courtney.
Yeah.
Because we've had this conversation before. She's like, to be honest, I didn't like it.
Oh, yeah. It took me a little bit.
I'm very honest.
Right.
Yeah. So, Jen, 4 votes. Courtney, 2 votes. Tim, 2 votes. Lance and Kevin each had 1 vote.
Hmm.
Does Lance not like anybody?
Lance loves everybody.
Yeah, Lance likes everybody.
That's right.
Lance is just an enigma.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
But Courtney continues to tell me all the time. She's like, you know what? You've come a really long way.
Yeah. Thank you, Alex.
Who on the show now? Who on the show now?
Entertainment Schmig coming up.